Good morning, and welcome to this incredibly rainy edition of Point to Point. We'll see if this sounds any less listenable than the previous episodes. We are in the Northeast in the spring, so it is coming down in buckets. Just dropped the kid off at school. Now I am not headed to the train. I am headed to the Costco for some good old gasoline, and who knows what we'll run into. Take a step inside. Today's point. I was kind of struggling to come up with a solid single one that I want to talk about, but let's talk about the first thing that I saw. There was some recent coverage in Video Games Chronicle about FBC Firebreak, the Remedy kind of Left 4 Dead-y co-op shooter thing. And I've been kind of tepid on it for since the first couple announcement videos and everything. It seems like a perfectly fine one of those. It's a three-person level based first-person shooter that takes place in the oldest house. And I guess the old podcast heads who have listened to, I think it's Codex 001, where we spend probably an hour and a half digging into the oldest house as the setting and kind of the Carl Jung inspiration for what's going on inside that place. Like you will know that the oldest house is one of my favorite places in video games. It's an incredible it's an incredibly cool idea for a setting for a video game. And I love it. But the part in FBC where it's just kind of a three-person squad doing first person shooting in the oldest house, like that's not, I don't know, it's not what I want to do, but it's definitely n not the first thing I would want to do in the oldest house or in a Control Alan Wake universe. I mean, those games are known for incredibly good storytelling, and the shooty parts are, they are serviceable. I don't necessarily go to Control for the gunplay. I mean, the last time I played it, I just turned on God mode and single shot kills to walk my way through that game and kind of experience the setting again. So when FBC was originally announced, it was just kind of this thing. It's like, well, I have a group of two other friends that we play games every Wednesday, and maybe this is something I could talk them into playing. But we've been playing Helldivers for over a year now, I think. So it really needs to be something special to replace Helldivers as the go-to Wednesday night multiplayer game. And I just wasn't getting that, I wasn't getting a ton of that off of the initial, here's a trailer of three dudes shooting things with like kind of Overwatch style weird guns. But then I was reading the VGC piece. I think Jordan Midler went out to Finland to visit Remedy and kind of play the game and see it and everything. And there was a couple of things that jumped out in his coverage of FBC that are, it's starting to change my mind on it. And I think the first one is kind of their business model with the game. There's a long couple paragraphs in the piece on VGC that was about how it's about how FBC is a game for dads, which I am a dad. I appreciate being catered to. I think maybe the better way to do that is for people who don't have a ton of time and can't no life a game like my co-host can. But I like the sentiment, and they're kind of getting at this idea that like this is a game that you can hop in, hop out when you want to. when there's new content, you can join up. You're not like getting thrown on this like treadmill of more and more battle passes. And there is an anecdote in there about how, someone, one of the devs was talking about a friend of theirs who plays like five different live service games, has five different battle passes ongoing at the same time. And it is just physically impossible for that person to finish all of those passes. So they had to ditch a couple games so that they could max out the battle passes. And like, I'm not about that life. I could barely finish a Fortnite battle pass, and I was like playing pretty consistently last summer. And it just like that's not a fun way to play a video game for me. Like I need more than number go up or unlocking a new dance or a player card to incentivize me to keep going. Which is, just to go on a bit of a tangent, we played a couple hours of the new Helldivers update last night. Last night was Wednesday, surprise. And they added weapons customization. And it is now like I'm starting to see where that game is going and like some of the legs that they've added to it. And I'm also starting to feel the weird treadmill. And like luckily the weapons customization in Helldivers 2 is like pretty it's pretty chill. Like it doesn't really do a ton. We're not talking about like Call of Duty gunsmith level of attachments and magazines and different scopes that change your aim down sight speed. Like there's a couple of small like stat updates and stuff in there, but it seems to be much more look and feel than like actual like seismic changes to gun handling or gameplay. But you can start to see where they're tiptoeing in that direction, and they're starting to make it a game where, we also have an episode on Helldivers and how much that game is much more of a simulation than a party game, and how maybe the party game part of that game taking off was not what they had expected. But and for the longest time, you could just kind of play it and ignore it, and you can kind of it's a dumb fun simulator for the most part. But as they add more things into it, it becomes this, like whether it is truly a game where I have to worry about min-maxing, or if it just ends up being a thing where it feels like I need to worry about min-maxing, like that's something that starts to, plague on me. Like I'm falling behind in the cool attachments I can unlock because I only play once a week. And it sounds like that feedback and kind of that I guess like treadmill or fear or whatever is being factored into the design of FBC. It sounds like they don't want to do that. Like they have a couple of classes. Those classes can have like I guess some amount of customization or upgrade or something, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be locked behind battle passes. And that sounds nice to me. Like it's nice to be able to play a game and not feel like, that this is why I don't play Destiny anymore, right? Like I played Destiny 2 for a little bit, and then the first time they added a third currency to a quest and I had to like worry about gearing up for the new content, I was just like, I don't have time for this. Like I am not able to complete dailies, so I'm just out, I think. And that's a bummer because I really like Destiny. That world is weird, and it is a fun place to hang out, and it's fun to play. Like the shooting's good in there, but ultimately, like I just don't have time for a game like that. So being able to hop into FBC for a 30-minute session, or they even alluded to being able to just play for 5 minutes, which I'm real curious what that could possibly mean, but it sounds like they are making a game that is at least kind to the time constrained, which I think is something that we should really be focusing on. Because like as we've seen with like Sony and even some of the other like independent-ish live service games, like if you're not Fortnite, Call of Duty, or Roblox or something, like your chances of succeeding and keeping those servers on for more than 9 months is like pretty damn low. So you got to do something. Like you can't be the game that replaces Fortnite. You have to be the game that is like a fun time, that is part of the, like it's part of the Wednesday night repertoire, right? Like you got to be able to say like, okay, well, hey, I'm not feeling Fortnite right now, or they just I saw, you know, Logan, constant patch notes reader. It's like, oh yeah, that they did a weird thing to the bugs, and they don't like my jetpack doesn't work the way I want it to anymore. Let's try something else. And making the barrier to let's try something else is like making that low, I think, is what's going to be the thing that is the most important going forward. And like I think Fortnite has that. Like some of these games do have low barriers, but you know, once you're in that system, they want you to stay in that system. Like they want you to get the battle pass points. They want you to stay there and be stuck there. And really what I just want is, you know, a rotating cast of games that I can hop into and kind of have fun with my friends. So that's kind of my first point on FBC. Like I think that they're building something that is at least kind to people who can't be in it all the time. And that seems kind of exciting to me. Like that's an interesting it's an interesting angle for a game like this. And I appreciate that. The other point about FBC that I is intriguing to me is I don't know if this was in trailers or if there was like a larger walkthrough of how this game plays and what you actually do in it. But it sounds like there's a lot more going on, or at least a little bit more going on than just first person shooting, which also is now like now we're talking, right? Like it's not just you succeed or fail at this game based on how well you can play Left 4 Dead or how well you can handle mobs or, you know, how well you can headshot these hiss. Instead, we're talking about like objectives where you clear out a map of post-it notes, or you know, put out fires because one of the classes you can play as just has a big ass water cannon. And now you can like that is a part of the gameplay. Like you are putting out fires, you are managing environmental objectives, you're kind of dealing with that stuff. Meanwhile, you are also getting hit with waves of hiss. And then there is a fun little thing in there in Jordan's preview where it was like, yeah, like we were all playing and everyone got lit on fire, but everyone was running away from the dude with the fire extinguisher water cannon thing. So couldn't put them out. Everyone died. Game wipe. That's it. And kind of to go back to the discussion yesterday about like innovation in Call of Duty and extraction shooters, like if that happened in like a hardcore extraction shooter, or you know, even when that happens in like a Call of Duty match, that's frustrating. Like it's annoying to have to like redo all of that progress and find your way forward. Like a team wipe is no good in one of those games where the goal is winning. But like the preview was talking about how like, well, no, like we were all lit on fire, we bombed out, died, and then everyone was just having a fun time. Like we were all laughing about how goofy it was that I was the fire extinguisher guy, yet I could not reach all of my friends who were on fire. And like, yeah. Yeah. That's great. And that's one of those things that's like, oh, we're tuning a game not for the hardcore sweaty player. We're tuning a game for people to have fun. And you know, just to compare this to another game that is probably a little bit more contemporary, like there was aspects of that in what was it called? Warhammer 40K Darktide, I think. The 40K class-based shooter where you go in and deal with the hordes of plague spawn. Like there was some of that just let's do some goofy shenanigans here, but the grim darkness of the 41st millennia combined with the parts of these games that I don't like, which are the, you know, let's tweak aim down sight speed by 3%, and critical chance is up by 2%. Like that part just never works for me because again, like I can't climb that ladder fast enough to be where I feel like I want to be. Like the powers is where I was having the most fun with Dark Tide, and it sounds like they're kind of leaning into the goofy funness of that with FBC. I like that part's fun to me. Like that's an exciting way to play a video game, and just like a really goofy way to make failure not feel like a failure. Like you learn stuff maybe, but ultimately it's about being a party game. Like it's about having fun, doing absurd things, and like that is still the primary draw of Helldivers to me. And I maybe that's this is the part where this game becomes a little difficult to be like a game for everyone, because Helldivers, the beauty of Helldivers is that when we play, the three people have very different things they look to in multiplayer games. So like I enjoy running around and discovering things. Logan is very much a like stats person. Like he wants to be good at the video game, and Helldivers is a weird is a weird thing where he can do that. And then Nick just wants to hang out and have a fun time and kind of just play the game. And Helldivers allows everyone to do that. And I wonder if FBC, it sounds like there's a level of like mini gameness that happens when you need to achieve some of these objectives. And I wonder if that's going to be enough for like all of us to feel like we're doing something right. Like if the shooting is good, if the mini games are fun and not too terribly repetitive, and ultimately if the game doesn't feel cheap, not in the is not an expensive game, but in the like one of the benefits of Helldivers is that it's almost possible to always know what killed you and how it happened, and you don't feel like the game is being unfair with you. And these big horde mode games like a Helldivers, like a Left 4 Dead, like a Back 4 Blood, and even a Dark Tide, like they can start to feel unfair. That they're kind of like you don't know what gotcha sometimes. So I'm hopeful at least that that's not where this one's gonna go, because everything else about it is now starting to pique my interest. Like it's starting to be a thing that I think this could be fun. Like I think this could be a good party game to pop in and out of, and it might just be like a good alternative. Because again, like the objectives sound interesting and engaging. This game will mostly live or die based on how quickly they roll out new classes, new maps, and new objectives. So I'm not quite sure what their cadence looks like. I think in that piece they said that there's probably like 30 or 40 hours of content to get to in the like the initial release. So, that's plenty. I have played 100 hours of Helldivers in the past year. So, that's plenty of time to keep up. And there are still other games out there too, Like I still haven't played Co-op Space Marine 2, which is on our list to do at some point. So, maybe it is like a tighter scope and it's kind of shorter to pop into. So I'm hopeful of FBC. Like I think that it's going to be if nothing else, it will be a fun time, and I just hope that it is enough of a fun time to differentiate itself from something like a Dark Tide, Vermintide, or just one of those, like a Left 4 Dead or something. Because those games have like long legs. I just if you don't have the people to do it, like it's less fun. Like maybe that's something like is there good matchmaking in this? Like, how do you find a group? All of that. But as a person who actually does have a group that would work for this, I'm like somewhat excited for FBC now when I definitely wasn't looking forward to it in a big way the last time I saw it. So yeah, I think it'll be good. Let's see. If nothing else, it'll be nice to just have first person scale levels of walking around the oldest house, because holy shit, what a cool place. But thanks for hanging out. I'm here at the Costco to get that gasoline. So I will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out. It's been point to point. If you like it, do your thing. Share, like, review, all of that nonsense. And yeah, see you tomorrow.